的树林 We joyfully listen and follow by faith Through the weakness come power A strength every hour Though empty we give with a heart and a frame Secure in the knowing and full in the falling Of your mighty spirit each moment by faith
哥林多后书十二章九节，神的话说：“我的恩典够你用的，因为我的能力是在人的软弱上显得完全。”所以神的恩典是够我们用的，只要我们紧紧的跟随。
Second Corinthians chapter 12, verse 9. My grace is sufficient for you, for my strength is made perfect in weakness.Therefore, God's grace is sufficient for us.
Good morning.
弟兄姐妹，大家早上好。
Have you ever had God speak to you in a dream?
你们有没有试过神在梦中里面啊向你说话
？There's a documentary series called Morning Dreams.
Modern?
Morning Dreams.
Oh.有一个纪录片，它的题目是叫做，就是比梦还要再更多的。
So in this series, it's a documentary of five Muslims around the world who had dreams and visions of Isa Jesus.
然后在这纪录片里面，其实说到有五个这个伊斯兰教徒，他们有同样的这个在跟梦里面的这个经历。
And often they will, after the vision of Jesus, they will wake up and go talk to someone who's a Christian or go find the Bible.
然后他们在梦里面都看到就是耶稣，然后他们就起来以后，就是会启发他们去找，要想去看圣经，还是去找一些基督徒。
So this documentary talks about people such as Ali who makes a hajj, which is a holy pilgrimage to Mecca.
然后就其中有一个叫做阿里的，他那个时候正在去那个麦加朝圣的路上。
And while in Mecca, he gets his dream.
然后当他在麦加的路上的时候，他就做了这个梦。
In this dream, Jesus appeared to him and said, "You belong to me."
他在梦里面就梦到耶稣跟他说：“你是属于我的。
”And then touched his forehead and said, "Depart from here. You belong to me now."
然后就。耶稣的手就放在他的额头上，跟他说：“从这里离开嘛，从这里离开吧，因为你是属于我的。”
You will not make this pilgrimage, leave this place.
你不会做这一次的朝圣，你回去吧。
Today we're going to consider the idea that God is a revealer of mysteries.
所以今天我们要来看一下，神就是那个启示那个奥秘给我们的那一位。
And we'll look at in the dream of.King Nebuchadnezzar, that he had more than 2,500 years ago.
就在2500年前的时候，就是神对这个尼布甲尼撒所给的这个梦。
The opening of Bible is Daniel chapter 2.
我们一起打开圣经去但以理书第二章。
In the first chapter of Daniel, we saw that God was in control, even though Jerusalem, the city of God, the capital of Judah, was seized.
所以在第一章的时候，我们有看到，就是耶路撒冷那个时候就已经被掳掠了。
The temple was looted.
圣殿被洗劫。
And the best of Israel's children, such as Daniel, his three friends, were held captive.
然后这个神的这一些子民里面最好的这些子民，就包括像但以理还有他三个朋友，都被抓走了。
And they were sent to a three-year brainwashing program.To teach them about Babylonian culture.
然后就是在这他们被放入一个三年的这一个洗脑的这一个过程当中，放在巴比伦的这个王国里面。
But these Daniel his three friends had resolved to stand up against the elements of culture which would compromise their worship.
所以就在这里面的时候，他们就遇到很多这些试探，就是需要。让他们在他们信仰上来被妥协的。
And God had blessed them both naturally and supernaturally with wisdom and knowledge.
但是神也同样的有祝福他们，就是有就是有超自然的这个智慧，还有这个能力来胜过这
一切。 So today's passage in Daniel 2 takes place near the end of the three-year training program.
所以今天在但以理书第二章，我们要讲的其实是在但以理和他的朋友三年的这个受训的这个过程的最后的那个阶段。
King Nebuchadnezzar had a nightmare.
所以尼布甲尼撒王做了一场噩梦。
And at that time, the Babylonians thought that dreams were messages from the gods.
然后那个时候，巴比伦人他们都相信梦是神的一个信息。
So Nebuchadnezzar summoned all the wise men of Babylon.
所以尼布甲尼撒王那个时候就召集了他所认识的这些智者。
And all these different wise men had different ways to interpret dreams.
然后他们这些智者都有不同的这个功能，还有他们方法去解梦。
Magicians, enchanters, sorcerers, astrologers.
就比如说他们有魔术师，也有那些通灵师，有术士，有占星学家等等。
And Nebuchadnezzar wanted all of them, but he didn't know who could interpret his dream.
那尼布甲尼撒王都把他们全都招来，因为他不知道谁可以解释这个梦。
And each one of these wise men had a kind of a manual. They can say, if you had a dream that had these elements in it, this is what it means.
其实这一些所谓的智者，他们都有一个就是手册本，就是说 ，OK， 这个梦如果是说到这一个，他们就解这样子解、这个。
But Nebuchadnezzar wanted to know.What this dream was really about, not just what they thought the dream was about.
但是尼布甲尼撒王他真的很想知道这个梦真正的这个意思。
So he changes the rules.
所以他改了这一个方法。
He says, instead of you telling me what a dream means, you tell me what a dream is first, and then tell me what it means.
与其他就跟这些智者说，与其我把梦告诉你们，你们今天要把我的梦讲出来。就是他没有跟他们说他发过什么梦，然后他们也要解这个梦。
Yeah, so all the Babylonian sages, wise men were dumbfounded.
然后这一些智者，整个全巴比伦的智者都傻掉了。他们都说这个并不是解梦的这个方法。
They're like, this is not how dream interpretation works. Dream interpretation works when you tell me your dream and then I'll tell you what it means.
Look.这解梦就是你要先告诉我你的梦是什么，我才能够帮你解。
But Nebuchadnezzar says, "No, my decision is firm."
但是尼布甲尼撒王的这个决定很坚定。
In fact, I'm going up the ante. If you tell me, you will be greatly rewarded. And if you don't, you will be killed.
所以他甚至坚持了两次呢。他告诉他们说，如果你能够告诉我和解这个梦的话，你就有很大的回报。你不这样子的话，你可能就会被杀掉。
So the response that astrologers was telling, right? That's why they said, "There's no one on earth who can do what a king asks. What a king asks is too difficult. No one can reveal it to the king except the gods, and they do not live among humans."
就在十一节所说的，王所问的是甚难，除了不与世人同居的神明，没有人在王面前能说出来。
Only the gods could do what the king required.
因为只有神能够做王所要做的，他所要求的。
And Nebuchadnezzar is upset because he wanted to hear from the gods.
然后尼布甲尼撒非常的这个不高兴，因为他真的很想从神那里得到这个启示。
All this happened in the pagan Babylonian court.
然后这一切都发生在这个非信徒这个异教徒的这个庭院上。
And the failure of the Babylonians set up the contest between Daniel and his God against the God of the Babylonians.
然后在这个伟大这个巴比伦的这个场景下，没有人能够有办法能够解决，就让神和但以理有了一个很好的这个开场。
God is a revealer of mysteries.
因为神就是那个奥秘的启示者。
And God is the one who controls history.
然后他也是那位掌握历史的。
So Daniel, just like he did in chapter 1, speaks with tact and wisdom to stay the execution of the wise men and ask time for the king so that he could interpret the king's dream.
然后但以理就像在第一章的时候，他很机智的和用智慧说话，他也 他也坚持也保持了这一个对这个智者的这一些的处决，并要求时间来解释这个王的这个梦。
Daniel and his three friends pray.
丹尼尔和他三个朋友祷告。
And the mystery was revealed to them.
然后神就向他们显现他们
这个奥秘。And then they praise God with the passage that we had just read earlier.
那我们也看到这个我们刚刚念的这个经文，他们就用这一段话来赞美上帝。
And this prayer in verses 20 to 23 is the point of the whole chapter.
然后这个祷告其实就是这个但以理书其中一个很重要的这个重点。
God is worthy to be praised because he possesses wisdom and power.
因为上帝是值得我们称颂的，因为他有这个智慧，他有这个能力。
God is worthy to be praised because he gives wisdom and reveals mysteries.
神是值得我们赞颂的，因为上帝是那个赐予智慧和显示奥秘给我们的。
He's not like the Babylonian God.
他并不像那个巴比伦的这个神。
Right. Wisdom and power belong to God.
我们的智慧是属于神的。
With power, he's able to rule the world. With wisdom, he rules it well.
然后他有这个力量能够来掌握这个世界，然后他用这智慧来管辖这个世界。
Empires and kingdoms come and go.
然后我们也看了很多帝国和王国来来去去。
But they don't come and go randomly.
但是这一些王国他们怎么来怎么去，它并不是这个偶然的。
It's the wisdom of God that determines which ones come, which ones go. When do they fall? When do they rise?
因为是神的智慧决定了他们哪一个国家会兴起，哪一个国家会衰败。
And it's the power of God to make it happen.
然后是上帝的决定，要采取他要采取这一个，他让他实现是神的这个能力。
But God also shares His wisdom and reveals knowledge to His people.
然后上帝也一样的有分享他的智慧。然后向人来揭示这些的奥秘。
Wisdom is a relationship with the living God.
然后智慧就是其实就是和神直接有关系的。
The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding. Proverbs 19.
箴言九章十节，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，认识至圣者便是聪明。
As God sees fit, He reveals the deep and hidden things.
只要是上帝认为合适的时候，他就可以他会向我们显现他那个隐藏的东西。
And he gives us wisdom and knowledge so that we may know how to live lives pleasing to God.
因为当他赐下这个智慧，还有这一些给我们的时候，好让我们能够过一个顺从上帝的生活。
Daniel's God or Lord is nothing like the gods of the Babylonians.
丹以理的这一个神，还有我们的神是和巴比伦的这个神是不一样的。
We serve a God who is powerful, who is wise, and who reveals mysteries.
我们侍奉的这一个上帝是他的力量是无限的，他是那个有智慧的，然后他向我们透露这个奥秘。
So after Daniel prays and praises God, he goes and faces Nebuchadnezzar.
丹以理在他敬拜和赞美上帝以后。他就去见这个尼布甲贾尼撒王。
He goes with confidence and boldness.
他是很有信心的，他是很大胆的去见他。
And this is a contrast against the Babylonian wise men.
然后你可以看到他和这个智者的这一些的对比是很大的。
His very approach says that his God can do everything that Babylonians cannot do.
因为他很大胆的站在这个王的面前，就是说我的神能够做你们的神不能够做的事。
No wise man, enchanter, magician, or diviner can explain the king the mysteries he had asked about. But there's a God in heaven who reveals mysteries.
王所问的那奥秘是哲士、用法术的、术士、观照的都不能告诉王，只有一位在天上的神能显明奥秘的事。
You see, there's a contest that's set up between the Babylonian gods, their wise men.And Daniel and his God, or God.
你可以想象到现在就是有一个比赛，就是有这个两边的这个神，还有这个就两边的这个智者，在这个巴比伦的这个庭院上。
And the Lord God is going to show that He's a true God, and that these Babylonian wise men are false teachers and quacks.
那我们的主，我们的神就在这里要显现， 说他是那个真神，然后那些其他都是虚假的。
The dream that Nebuchadnezzar had is not unique.
然后，其实这个尼布甲耶撒王所做的这个梦并不是独一的。
According to scholars of the ancient Near East, there's a tradition of recounting world history by means of declining value as early as 8th century. So, a few hundred years before Daniel wrote this, there's a history of Greeks using metals to represent human history.
所以其实这个所谓的这一个说法并不是很这一个事情并不是只是很独一，因为其实在更早之前，大概在公元八世纪的时候，就有那古代近东的学者，他们有就是有一个说法，就是通过金属的这一个价值的这一个下降，来和人的历史有一定的这个关系。
Perhaps this is why Nebuchadnezzar didn't want to just say the dream, but he wanted the wise men to reveal the contents of his dream first.
所以就是说，当说到解梦的时候，也就是说他们已经有一套的系统，就是来解释这一些东西。所以这也就是为什么尼布甲耶撒王不想要用这一种很传统的这种解释的这个方法来解他的梦。
Nebuchadnezzar wanted to know the truth.
因为他想要知道这个真理。
So Daniel goes and he tells Nebuchadnezzar his dream.
然后丹以理就在这时候去告诉尼布甲耶撒王他这个梦的意思。
Your Majesty looked, and there before you stood a large statue, an enormous, dazzling statue, awesome in appearance. The head of the statue was made of pure gold, its chest and arms of silver, its belly and thighs of bronze, its legs of iron, its feet partially of iron, partially of baked clay.While you were watching, a rock was cut out, but not by human hands. It stuck the statue on its feet of iron and clay and smashed them. Then the iron, the clay, and the bronze, and the silver, and the gold were all broken into pieces. It became like chaff on threshing floor in the summer. The wind swept them away without leaving its trace, but the rock that stuck the statue became a huge mountain and filled the whole earth.
王啊，你梦见一个大象，这象甚高。极其光耀，站在你面前，形状极是可怕。这象的头是金金的，胸膛和膀臂是银的，犊腹和腰是铜的，腿是铁的，脚是半铁半泥的。你观看，竟有一块非人手凿出来的石头打在这块半铁半泥的脚上，把脚砸碎。于是金银铜铁泥都一同砸得粉碎，如同夏天禾场上的糠秕。被风吹散，无处可寻。打碎这像的石头，变成一座大山，充满天下。
And then Daniel interprets the dream for the king.
然后你丹以理就解释了这一个梦。
The head of gold is Nebuchadnezzar himself.
那首先，这个金色的这个头像是尼布甲耶撒本身。
And you can imagine the kind of pride that Nebuchadnezzar has.
所以你可以想象到当那时候尼布甲耶撒听到的时候，他那心里是多么的那个高傲。
But Daniel makes it clear in this context that Nebuchadnezzar is not more powerful than God, but rather the God of heaven puts Nebuchadnezzar in this place.
但是在这里，但以理很清楚地告诉尼布甲耶撒说，他并不比神天上的这个神更有力量，而是他的这个地位，他崇高的地位也是由这天上的王所赐的。
It is granted to him from God.
他是由神所赐给的。
And Nebuchadnezzar is a vessel of God.
因为他是尼布甲耶撒就只是神的其中一个器皿。
Furthermore, after Nebuchadnezzar, there will be other kingdoms.
那就说到尼布甲耶撒王以后还有别的这个帝国。
But this really shouldn't surprise Nebuchadnezzar.
但其实这一点也并不能够，也并对尼布甲耶撒来说也并不惊奇。
After all kings pass away.
因为他都知道每一个王都要死。
They could die, they could be conquered, or there could be a revolution.
他可能是死了，或者是被征服了，或者是被革命打败了。
What causes Nebuchadnezzar not to be able to sleep is a rock not carved out of human hands that becomes the mountain.
可能在这里就可以看到尼布甲耶撒王为什么就让他最担心的就是那不是人手所雕刻的这个山石。
We'll come back to that rock.
我们过后会来讲这一个这一块石头。
Talk about the other kingdoms of this prophecy.
我们可以再来看看这个预言里面讲到其他这个王国。
We should observe that this prophecy takes place in world history.
你们可以看到这个其实就是对这个世界历史的这个预言。
Most of the Old Testament up to this point, since Genesis 12, has been focusing on the people of Israel, God's chosen people.
其实从启示录在旧约里面，启示录到但以理之间之前的这些书，都是关注在这个以色列人民的这个历史当中。
It is through this people Israel that God will bless all the nations.
因为我们就看到就是说 ，OK， 是神的这个选民，然后神会通过以色列来祝福其他的国家。
It is through this nation Israel that God will have His kings and prophets and eventually Jesus Christ.
通过以色列就会有这个被拣选的这个王，就是我们的主耶稣基督。
However, in this part of Scripture, Daniel shows that God shows that this prophecy is given to a pagan king.
然后，但是在这一个预言里面，这一个预言是对这一个异教徒的这个王所说的。
And his dream is not primarily for Israel, but for the whole world.
然后，这一个梦并不只是对这个以色列人说的，而是其实是对整个世界说的。
And by this, I don't mean that God's giving us a detailed description of what will happen to China.To Africa or to America.
那当然，我们这里并不是说以后到底神是不是在说以后中国会怎么样，非洲、美洲会怎么样。
But this prophecy is talking about a time when God is primarily working the whole world, not just Israel.
然后，但其实这里的预言说到，神并不仅仅只是在以色列的这个当中做事，他也在看着这个世界，他都有在做事。
We have another clue in that the language itself changes in chapter 2, verse 4.
然后我们这里要看到一点，就是他这里有一个语言，他那个时候有一个语言上的这一个改变。
Starting chapter 2, verse 4 through chapter 7, the language switches from Hebrew to Aramaic.
Chapter 2 to 7.
Chapter 2, verse 4 to the end of chapter 7.
所以在其实但以理书第二章第四节开始，一直到第七章之间，是用另外一个语言写下来的。
So the Hebrew language was what the Jews spoke, and the Aramaic was what the rest of the nations around them spoke.
因为之前呢是用希伯来文写下来的，但是过后是以这个这个叫什么阿拉姆语，有点像阿拉姆语写下来的。
So we think this prophecy is dealing with the whole world.
所以这一句话是神对这个世界的这个预言。
The golden head is Babylon because Daniel says so.
就像 OK 一开始说到尼布甲尼撒王就是那个金像的这个头。
The other medals in the statue we can deduce from world history and Daniel's other visions to see what they are.
然后其他的这个里面谈到的这些金属，就有说到就等于是世界上别的这一些的东西。
The chest and arms of silver is the Medo-Persian Empire that comes after Babylon.
然后就比如说其中一个就是。那个胸怀银白色的 is what is what
Middle Persian Medes and Persians
就是波多黎各的这个帝国。
So today's so Iran
就像伊朗这一代的。
So Daniel talks about them in this book too. Later, after them is the middle and the thighs of bronze.
然后接下来就有看到这个中间的还有这个大腿的这一个青铜的这一个部分。
This is the Greek Empire under Alexander the Great.
然后这里就是指到这亚历山大大帝之下的这个希腊。
And Daniel later on in his book would talk in detail about what the Greeks would do 200 years from the writing of this.
然后过后但以理也有讲到就是以后希腊接下来两百年会怎么样
？The legs of iron, Rome, strong and powerful.
然后就说到这一个铁的这个腿，就是指罗马，它是强大的。
The feet, partially clay, partially of iron, is a little bit more difficult.
然后接下来这一个就比较困难一点，就是讲到脚的一部分是铁。
Perhaps it is Europe.
然后，但是又有另外一部分是粘，就是土，它。可能就是指着，它其实就是讲到欧洲。
And I think Europe, even today, is weak in many ways, but still has the strength of iron.
所以虽然就是欧洲现在它可能它可能有一部分是比较软弱，但它也有铁的那一部分，就是它也是有它也是有这个能力的。
There's something unifying them together. They still kind of hold together.
所以这一就讲到他们就是可以他们还是他们都还是可以结合团结在一起。
But they're not one people.
但是他们并不是一个的。
They retain some things of Rome, like the iron of Rome, right? They retain a Latin-based language for most of their countries.
那就比如说他有其中一部分就是讲到这一个罗马跟他都还是在一起的。
They retain some sort of historic Christianity that they departed from, whether it be Roman Catholicism or Humanism.
那他也有讲到一些就是这个基督徒在这历史上的这一个他的这一个很在他们的这个基上，他有可能讲到这个罗马天主教徒的这一个他在里面的其中一部分。
Even with the formation of the European Union, some people see this as a group of nations come together to become one, but not really one.
那也有可能有些他们就讲到，这有可能就像是这个欧盟他们在一起，但是他们虽然是在一起，并不完全是什么东西都完全在一起。
And as opposed with the Western imperialism of the past few centuries.These ten toes could also represent the entire world.
然后就可能对西方帝国主义来讲的话，这十个脚趾头也可以说是代表整个世界。
If you remember, Britain was once known as an empire which the sun never sets.
那你可能也曾经，就像英国也曾经被称为那个太阳永不下山的这个帝国。
But really, it's really difficult to be dogmatic about the toes, about what they are.
所以老实说是真的很难，你能够说很指定的说这些脚趾头谁是谁。
I would give great caution when it comes to assigning contemporary events to biblical prophecy.
所以，但是我可以告诉你们，当你如果要把这一个世界上所发生的这个事情，然后讲到说哦是这个预言在说的话，我请你要很小心。
So be careful when someone tells you Brexit, British exit from European Union is the toes coming apart.I wouldn't go into that kind of detail.
就比如说，可能有人来告诉你说，英国现在要脱欧了，它其实就是一个脚趾头要被砍掉了。
But looking back, we do know that Daniel is very accurate in describing the first four empires, at least.
所以我们在当要解释这些东西的时候，要非常小心。Can you repeat it again?
At least the first four empires, Daniel is very accurate and gives detailed descriptions later on in the book about what would happen.
但是至少在有四个帝国里面，是丹尼在他的这个。书里面有讲到非常的这个仔细。
But the toes are kind of difficult to pin down.
但是那一些其他的脚趾头是非常难定下来
说是。Perhaps the European Union makes sense. Perhaps the nations of the world makes sense.
可能欧盟的这一个概念是有道理的，但也有可能讲到世界上其他国家也是有道理的。
But the exact identification of the empires is not even the point of this prophecy.
但是我们今天要看的并不是来确定到底哪里一个帝国是在这个预言里面。
Remember, Nebuchadnezzar expected his reign to end and likely knew that even mighty Babylon would one day fall.
我们记得就是之前尼布甲尼撒知道他的这个统治有一天会结束，他也知道巴比伦的这个强大也并不是永远的。
The contrast is not Babylon versus Greek, gold versus silver.
这里的这个对比并没有说到巴比伦和这个就比如说金对银的这一个分别。
The contrast is between the kingdom of God versus the kingdoms of this world.
不是金对银，并不是讲到巴比伦和希腊，而是讲到kingdom of God and
in the kingdoms of this world.
就是这世界上的这个王国和这个神的这一个王国。
The statue representing the kingdoms of this world and the rock that becomes the mountains of the kingdom of God.
然后这里说到这个人像。代表了就是这世界上的国家，而神就这一世就是这个大山。
We should notice that the statue is unstable.
那我们当然也知道这个人像是不稳定的。
If you were to build a huge statue, you wouldn't put the gold on top and the clay at the bottom.
当你建一个人像的时候，你不会把这个重的这个金属放在最高的那个顶端。
And put the clay at the bottom, right? You can do that, right?
而你并不会把那个最软弱的这个粘土放在 脚下。
This instability represents a great human kingdom. Human kingdoms are unstable and will finish.
这个人像的不稳定，也就是神告诉我们，就是人所建立王国的这个不稳定性。
As noble and beautiful the head of gold is, the integrity of the statue is weak and fragmented.
虽然它是有高贵、很美丽的这个金头，它有很漂亮的这个完整性，但是它其实是很很软弱、很分散的。
And when the rock hits the statue,
当一个小石头撞上这个雕像的时候
，It's not simply the clay that shatters; all the pieces are broken.
不只是那个脚下那个粘土碎掉了。而是它整个都会破碎，整个都会垮陷。
Blown away like chaff in the wind.
然后就像是，糠秕一样，就是像是米糠一样，就被风轻轻的吹走了。
In those days, to make wheat edible, you had to remove the hard shell or the chaff on the wheat.
Edible.
So wheat is hard, right? The outside is hard. You had to remove the kernel so you can get into the wheat.
所以这个麦当在制麦这个过程当中。这糠秕都会被拿出来，都会被拿掉，所以我们才能够吃。
So they would go to this place called the threshing floor, where they would beat the wheat with rocks until the chaff separates from the wheat.
所以他们就有这一个在禾场上的时候，你就这个麦子就会被敲碎，然后就会把这个糠秕和这个麦子分开。
And you take it, you toss in the air.
然后就你拿着，轻轻往就是往空中这样子一抛的话
，and the chaff blows away. It's useless. It's gone.
然后这一些糠秕就这样子被风吹走了，因为它们是没有用的。
And what's left is a wheat, which is valuable and useful.
然后剩下来就是那一些麦子，是那一些有用的。
The kingdoms of this world are like the chaff. They're worthless, easily blown away.
然后世界上的这王国就像是一些糠秕一样，轻轻的就可以被风吹走。
These great civilizations, or great accomplishments.Things today will one day be meaningless.
我们今天伟大的这个文明，我们伟大的这个成就，有一天都是毫无意义。
So this is a contrast.
这就是对比。
The kingdoms of this world against the kingdom of God.
这世界上的王国和神的这个国度的这个对比。
The kingdoms of this world will one day pass away. The kingdom of God will never end.
这世界的这个国度将有一天完全的这个过去，但神的国永远不会结束。
So where do we put our stock in?
你今天把你的股票放在哪里？
Let me give you some implications of this statue in this dream.
让我再给你一些就再谈一下到底这个人像在这个梦里面的。
God may speak through dreams or other natural revelation, but God has supernaturally revealed things to us.
Can you say that again?
God may reveal some things to us through dreams and stuff, but there's one way that God has revealed to us things supernaturally.
就是梦它里面有一定的这个限度和这些自然的启示，但是神也有在这个超自然里面的启示，又在更多。
Back then, Daniel was a prophet. He spoke for God. Today, we have the Bible, which contains God's word.
那之前就是但以理书。
So back then we had Daniel speaking for God as a prophet. Today we have God's word written down for us in the Bible.
那过去我们就像但以理他有得到神的启示，然后这些事情都被记下来了。而今天我们有圣经。
Earlier we talked about the documentary series Morning Dreams.
所以当然，刚刚我们之前讲到这一个纪录片就不单单只是梦的这个纪录片。
And it seems clear that God does speak to people in dreams.
那其实看起来很明显的人，神在人的梦里面向人说话。
As you watch these documentaries, at the end of every story, there is eventually something like this happens.
然后当这一个看这纪录片的时候，在每一段落的时候，都有一件事情这样子的。
At least here's a dream, a vision, but he always goes. Eventually, he finds a Bible. Eventually, he hears a Christian radio station, or he seeks.And finds a church who speaks to him the word of God.
那纪录片里面通常的结果就是像阿利的这个情形，就是他做了这个梦，然后就启发他要去看圣经，然后要去找一些基督教，找基督徒，然后到最后，他也信主的这个过程。
God may do miraculous things to point us to Himself.
然后神在这里奇妙的这些作为， 都对他有一定的这指示。
But for King Nebuchadnezzar, God sent a prophet to show him the true words of God.
那尼布甲耶撒王的这一个情形，就是神派了一个先知在他当中，告诉他。
And today we can evaluate these dreams, these visions, and other revelation against the word of God, the Bible.
所以今天我们在里面圣经里面，我们可以看很多这些预言，还有神对我们所要启示的。
The Bible doesn't tell us everything, but the Bible gives us enough of the revealed mysteries of God so that we can live godly lives.
虽然圣经并没有完全告诉我们每一件事情，但是圣经对我们来说是神对我们透露的这个奥秘，它其实是足够的。
If someone says, I have a dream, or an idea, or a vision,
如果今天有一个人来告诉你说他做了一个梦，或者是他突然间有了一个启发，
And in this dream, God tells me to do something.
然后在这梦里面神要我去做这一件事。
That's good, but we need to make sure we check that dream against what God has given us in the Bible.
这些都是好的，但是我希望就是要你们去对那个梦看一下，到底他做的这个梦和他所要启发做的事情，对圣经来说是不是符合圣经教导。
If it goes against the Bible, don't do it.
但是如果是和圣经的这个教导有冲突的话，就不要做。
Remember, even in Nebuchadnezzar's dream, he had a true dream from God, but it could have been interpreted wrongly.
就像尼布甲耶撒王的这个梦，虽然他有真的是神启示给他的梦，但是如果解梦的解的不正确的话，那也是错误的。
We must go to the divine source.
我们要去那一个去神那里。成为我们的这一个来源
，and that cultural wisdom to tell us what to do，
而并不是通过这个传统，还是通过这个文化上所获取的这些知识来解释。
We say the Bible is our final authority，
所以圣经其实是我们人生里面最可靠的这个权威。
Second, prophecy is given to prove God's messengers are true，
预言是为了证明上帝的使者。是真实的。
Prophecy is given to Daniel so that he can prove to Nebuchadnezzar that he has access to God.
这里的预言是给了这是好让这个但以理能够在尼布甲耶撒王面前能够证明神的这个真实性。
And this is true for Daniel's day, and it's also true for us.
然后这个在但以理的那个年代。是对他来说是很真实的，但在我们今天也是对我们说也是很真实的。
As we see Daniel writing this 400 years before Jesus, we can see the fulfillment of many prophecies that he wrote about Jesus and the various kingdoms that come between his time and Jesus and after Jesus.
虽然这在主前400年前写的，但他也预测这个未来的这个王国，就像我们今天所看到的，他也讲出就是在那些王国怎么样会在耶稣几百年过后怎么样的分裂？
His prophecies give us confidence in God that He knows the future and He controls the future.
然后这里的这预言让我们知道神是那个预知，他是知道世界以后会怎么样发展的。
It gives us confidence in the Bible and the prophets that spoke God's word.
好，让他给我们这样子的信心，让我们能够相信圣经里面所说的。
The prophecy is given for both. It's not only to prove His messengers.Prophecy is given as a warning so that we can repent from our sins and also as a hope so we can hope in God.
并不只是单单证明神证明神的这使者是真的，这预言也有警告的这个用途，以让我们能够悔改我们这个罪的生活，还有就是给我们有神的这个盼望。
Nebuchadnezzar needed to be humbled.
尼布甲耶撒王需要谦卑。
He needed to turn away from the wise men of Babylon to the Lord God of Israel.
尼布甲耶撒王需要从这些智者当中转离来面对那真正的神。
He was warned in this prophecy.
他在这个预言当中受到这个警告。
But prophecy also offers hope.
但是预言也给了希望。
Daniel, upon this revelation, knew that even though he was a captive in Babylon, he looks forward to the day that one day he will be part of this kingdom that was not built by human hands.
所以但也知道即使他被这个、没有神的这个王这个国王俘虏了，神还是在、这个掌控当中，所以他期望这个、王国并不是人手所造的。
When we hear God's word, we must respond by turning to trust in God.
所以当我们听了神的话语的时候，我们必须要对神有这个回应，然后我们要转离，我们要来信靠神。
We don't come on Sundays to learn just about curiosities and interesting facts about what God has done in the past.
我们星期天来的时候并不是说来看一下或者是抱着一个好奇心，或者是来看一下 有什么有趣的这个故事，
or even what God is doing in the future，
或者是来看看神以后会怎么样做。
But we must hear God's word and respond.
但是我们需要听到神的话语的时候，我们要对他有一定的反应。
Next few chapters we'll see Nebuchadnezzar's response.
然后我们在过后的这几个、这几个章节的时候，我们会看到尼布甲尼撒王做了怎么样这个回应。
But let me ask you today, do you belong to the kingdom of God?Or are you putting your hope in the kingdoms of this world?
那今天我可以问你，你今天你把你的盼望放在这个世界的这个国度，还是你放在神的国度里面？
Go to Revelation chapter 18.
我们可以去看这个启示录第十八章。
This describes the final judgment.
然后这里讲到就是最后的这个审判的时候。
Right before the kingdom of God arrives.
那就是在神的国度降临之前。
And apparently, the kingdom of this world still follows the kingdom of Babylon, follows the pattern set by Babylon.
其实就讲到世界上所有的王国都 跟随这个巴比伦的这个脚步之后。
And the cry of the angel is, fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great.
天使大声喊着说，巴比伦大臣倾倒了，倾倒了。
Right. She has become a dwelling for demons.A haunt for every impure spirit, a haunt for every unclean bird, a haunt for every unclean, detestable animal. But all the nations have drunk the maddening wine of her adulteries. The king of the earth committed adultery with her, and the merchants of the earth were rich from her excessive luxuries.
成了鬼魔的住处和各样污秽之灵的雀并各种污秽可憎之雀鸟的巢穴，因为列国都被他邪淫大怒的酒倾倒了，地上的君王与他行淫，地上的客商因他奢华太过就发了财。
The rest of chapter 18 describes the sins of these great nations of the earth.
这里的章节就说到世界上这个这些所谓伟大国家的这一些的罪。
Wealth, luxury, a love of fine things.A cheapening of human life, enslavement, a love of entertainment, violence, and the persecution of the poor of Christians.
讲到财富、奢侈，然后这对这个美好事物的这个热爱，还有对人的这个价值，这是个贬低，还有就是我们对娱乐、对暴力，还有和对穷人和基督徒的这个迫害。
This is a Babylon to be destroyed at the end when God's kingdom is established.
所以这个就是所谓的那个时候的巴比伦的这个国度到最后会被毁坏。
Do we put a hope in the kingdom of this world? Do we participate in the kingdoms of this world?
我们是把我们的希望放在世界上的这个王这一些王国里面，还是我们是希望我们以后能够成为这个天国的子民？
How much stock do we put in your luxuries or comforts? How much do we love for entertainment?
我们在这一个奢侈，还有这一些跟钱有关系，这个富有的这个，还有我们的舒适里面，我们投资了多少东西
？We either brag or hope for nicer houses, finer foods, greater entertainment.
我们有就是去吹嘘说我们有好房子啊，然后我们吃美食，还有我们这个很享受这个娱乐这个选择吗
？Do we support government?We use violence against the poor and oppressed.
我们有没有支持我们的政府来利用暴力和去欺负穷人
？Do we go and make America great at the expense of the poor in all nations and around the world?
我们有没有让美国成为更强大，而让其他的世界的这一个人 来造福美国呢？
Do we sit idly as Christians are being persecuted around the world for their faith?
所以当我们看到基督徒世界上其他国家基督徒都受到迫害的时候，我们是否就坐着？
Of course, we say prayer for them.
还是我们说啊，有啊，我有为他们祷告。
But do we quickly turn and watch your football games and monitor your stock portfolios after we pray for them?
但是你祷告以后，你头一转开，你就看你啊，你又看今天的这个啊。美式足球的这个比赛。
Are we participating in a world that's going to be blown away?
我们有没有就是很积极的参与这个以后会被吹掉的这个世界的这个？
Or do we have hope in this great rock that will come and overtake the world?
还是我们会对那一个磐石有很大的这个盼望，那一个以后会来拿掉这一切。
Be careful. We may love the kingdoms of this world more than we
do. 我们要很小心，因为我们都会喜欢这个世界多过以后我们主要来的。
We need to heed the warnings of the prophets.
我们必须要听这个先知的这个警告。
Lastly, we must worship.
最后我们必须要敬拜。
This is the response of Daniel.
这就是但以理的这个回应。
And this is the response of God's people when the world kingdoms are judged.
这也就是神的子民当他们看到这世界王国被审判的时候的这个反应。
Praise God because the kingdom of God with its peace, wholeness, justice, holiness, and love will outlast and overcome the kingdoms of this world.
Is that scripture?
No.
Oh, it's not scripture. 就赞美神，因为神的国是以他的平安，他的整体，他有正义，圣洁和仁爱将会胜过这个世界的王国。
Stay in Revelation, go to the next chapter, chapter 19. This is after the fall of Babylon.
我们还在看这启示录第十九章，就在巴比伦倾倒了以后。
The response of God's people.
然后这就是神这里的子民。
Multitude shouting, Hallelujah!
对神的回应。
Salvation and glory and power belong to our God, for true and just are His judgments.He has condemned the great prostitute who corrupted the earth by her adulteries. He has avenged on her the blood of his servants. And again they shouted, Hallelujah. The smoke from her goes up forever and ever. The 24 elders and the living creatures fell down and worshiped God, who was seated on the throne, and they cried, Amen, Hallelujah.
此后我听见好像群众在天上大声说 Hallelujah, 救恩、荣耀、全能都属于我们的神。他的判断是正实、真实、公义的，因他判断了那用淫行败坏世界的大淫妇，并且向淫妇讨留仆人血的罪，给他们伸冤。又说：“哈利路亚！少淫妇的烟往上冒，直到永永远远。”那二十四位长老与四活物就夫妇敬拜坐宝座的神，说 ：“Amen， 哈利路亚。”
So brothers and sisters,
所以弟兄姐妹
，This is our great hope.Kingdom of God that will overtake the kingdom of the world.
我们有很大的这个希望，因为神的这个国以后将会来代替我们这世界上这些的国度。
Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah. 赞美主。
Yeah.